right, there's the city. It has two entrances. One has lightning guns, and the Gandry stables are there. Okay, we'll land outside the entrance I first went through, and if they're waiting for us, just too bad for them.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world's in trouble, and you need a fighting friend, who will come on the double, and you fight it to the end. Hit, 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 Jungle is the man to get. Jet Jungle, Jet Jungle, Jet Jungle is the man to get. Get Jet.
When a man nine or ten, he's broken heart, and that's just when he needs the stuff that builds up man.
Yes, Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness, and the taste, well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter, it's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the plainest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat Peanut Butter.
Right, out we get. Come on.
Hey, you want us with you, too?
I think so, Spaghetti. Dr. Kett, you may as well come along as well.
Thank you.
Right. Come on. Over here. Over here. Come on, then. All right, we'll keep the watch glasses on. Sam, you keep that stone gun. I'll
all
keep
right.
this one.
And me?
Well, just smile at them, Spaghetti. That should turn them into stone.
Oh, listen, who makes the funnies in this team, huh?
Come on, come on. Give it my side, Jupiter, please.
What an incredible place. Those tremendous domes.
Mm-hmm. All the houses, Doctor, and buildings are dome-shaped as well.
Yeah. Hash to the beam. To the left. He watches. He lifts his gun.
Sam! Great. One down. How many more to go, I wonder? Come on.
Yeah.
Right, and we go through the entrance.
Duck! Get out!
Uh-huh. Two down.
Hey, you know something, Jit. Without Noran, their leader, they cannot do anything.
I know, Spaghetti. That's exactly what I'm counting on. I want to call to them to surrender and hand them over to the rulers of Armageddon. You see that building in the center there, that tremendous dome?
Huh?
That's the place where the vaults are. And that's why I think most of what's left of the astral beings will have gathered. Come on, let's move it a bit, please. Come.
This is quite incredible. A sight I shall never forget in my life.
I should think not, Dr. Kett. Let's hurry it up a little.
Right. Before we try and get the true rulers out, let me try this. I'm Jet Jungle. You know of me from Noran, who is your leader. Noran is dead. Noran is dead. If you surrender now, come to me and surrender. Bringing your stone guns, you won't be harmed.
Nothing's happening.
How do we know you speak truth?
You know I'm speaking the truth. I wouldn't be here were I not speaking the truth. Surrender. Noran is dead. Bring your guns to me and surrender.
10 of them, Jet.
Yes, Sam. Any more of you?
No more.
All right, Spaghetti, Dr. Kett, collect those stone guns. Bring them with you.
Okay.
And follow me. You, astral beings, stay here. You have my word, you won't be ill-treated. Okay. Get to work, please, Spaghetti, Dr. Kett. Okay. Sam, Jupiter, come on.
Hey.
Sam, this is where I went down to the vault, so we open this thing again. Give me a hand on the other side there, would you?
Right.
Up we come. Pretty heavy.
Oh!
There we go. All right, Spaghetti. Doctor, throw the guns down there into the hole.
Here it goes.
Right. Good. Now we move to the other entrance to the vaults and we say hello to an old man and what's left of the true rulers of this planet.
I do not know how to thank you all.
Well, old man, just make quite sure your planet is not attacked again.
How can anyone guard against that?
Well, maybe you'll give us earlier warning next time, before things like the astral beings really get themselves stuck in, you know? Old man, we are leaving now. The planet is yours again. Armageddon is yours.
And we shall rule it wisely.
I'm sorry about your daughter, about Ket.
My heart bleeds no longer, Jet Jungle. She brought you here to rescue us. She will live in the hearts and memories of us all. In us, our children, and our children's children. We shall come with you and see you fly to the skies. Come, people of Armageddon. Come say farewell to the Earthlings.
That's
right, Spaghetti.
Dr.
Kidd. Yes, Professor.
You have to answer me something. Something that I have been meaning to ask you. Now, we knew that there was something wrong up here in the stars. It was because Kat contacted us. The tape recording we first played to you.
I remember.
But this project, what indications had you got at space research that all was not well within this part of the galaxy?
Indications of star movements, of novas that should have stayed but disappeared. That kind of thing. Indicating a state of flux up here. Movement, you know? That is what Project Faustar was designed to investigate.
And we did investigate. And we lost the astronauts.
Dr. Kett.
Yes?
You're not to blame yourself for their deaths. It wasn't your fault. You were acting under an alien power. You didn't push the button that sent those brave Americans to their death, you see.
That's easy to say, Mr. Jungle.
It happens to be true, Doctor. Look, as far as possible, you've got to try and forget what happened.
I shall try, but of course, a full report must be made back on Earth.
Yes, yes, of course. We'll file our reports as well, and they will vindicate you.
It's not that I'm worried about that so much. It's the death of those men and...
The death of little Kit?
Yeah, that as well. You know, I must have been naive. I always thought that human beings had the full quota of evil going around. One doesn't realize that extraterrestrial creatures can be evil, too.
Now you know. Okay, we come off the contour seats now, huh?
Yes, Spaghetti, we can all unstrap. Come on. There you go. All right, Jupiter boy. Just give me time to get to you. I know how you hate sitting propped up in that contour seat there. Even though it was specially adapted for you. Okay, here we go. There we are. See you again. And now we're on our way back to Earth, huh? Right, let's put full power on, gamma ray propulsion, and sit back and coast home.
This is Mission Control, Project Faustar, reporting, receiving you. Happy to hear. How was it up there?
Bit of a rough time. Astronauts. Straight down, Armageddon. Doctor, alien power. You see?
I'm sorry, Jet, you're not coming in clear. We'll wait for you to come down closer to us. But it's nice to know you're on your way back.
And that's the setup, Mission Control. The astral beings have been destroyed. Well, the few that are left are under control. Armageddon is once again being ruled by the people who should be ruling it.
Okay, Jim, we got all that. What can you say about the boys, huh? It was an accident, or if you like, it was a form of warfare there above the stars. They weren't kids. They knew they might not come back. I guess they died for the world.
Yeah, sure. You let their relatives know, of course. We'll be with you in, sometime still. We're sleeping again now. But we'll contact you at 04.
So that's it, huh?
That's it. They'll be coming down to the landing, well, in 3 hours exactly.
Well, those guys, they were buddies.
Implying?
Implying nothing.
Okay, they risked their lives. You reckon Jet Jungle doesn't do that all the time? And that leopard of his and the other two, Samantha Muller and Professor Crilletti?
Hey, why don't you make? You say Crilletti. The name is Crilletti. Renowned throughout history. Here is someone that might care to talk to you.
Hello, Mission Control. Look, we're going off radio contact for a while as we burn down into the atmosphere. We're on course. We'll land where we should. We'll make contact with you again in about 20 minutes from now.
Right then. Thanks again, all of you.
No, thank you.
Next time you call us out in a space query, Dr. Kett, warn us what to expect, will you? Huh?
I'll try.
All right, so long then, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Close the hatch, Sam, please.
Right.
And I must say it's rather nice to be back in the Vertijet again, huh? You don't like it, Jupiter? You want to have a go at one of those fire-snorting dragons?